Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave with you. I hope you're doing well. I have been working with some podcasters, and a few of them have mentioned to me, Dave, I would love to have a podcast, but I want to be anonymous. Or I want to have my kids do a podcast, but I don't want them to use their real voices. How can we podcast anonymously and keep my identity and not be seen or heard for my true self on my podcast? Is it possible to be anonymous and be a podcaster? And I found a great tool I'm playing with that might help in this pursuit. So I thought I'd share with you here on the How to Podcast series and make it into a Daily Dave. Because, hey, this is a great little tool. I love to get it in front of you and let you try it. So here on the How to Podcast series, it's the Daily Dave. Let's podcast anonymously. And I'm going to play with this tool in real life for you and let you hear what it can do and have a link for it as well. The tool is called Supertone Shift, and it's one of those AI voice tools. And it might be the perfect answer for you to podcast anonymously here on the Daily Dave. So here we go.
Actually, my voice run through Supertone Shift. So, yeah, I can be a little girl. I can also make myself a little happier by raising what they call the joy meter. So let's do that. Let's make me a little more joyful. Okay, here we go. So now I'm very joyful. And I can also do things like maybe fix the blend of my voice with my real voice. I sound very excited. I'm going to bring that down a little bit. So this is more my voice with the young girl voice. Her name is Erin. So I can also make it a little bit more Erin or a little less Erin. And now very little Erin. So that's quite interesting. Let's bring Erin back in a little bit. I can also add some reverb so that I sound like I'm in a cave, and I can change the pitch so I can be lower or higher, and this is his Erin. Okay, but what if I want to be Cedric?
So this is Cedric. Cedric is an older man who looks like a great storyteller. Cedric is... he's got a beautiful gray goatee and a cane in his hand. And it's... you have to talk slowly when you use Cedric. So... there we go. That is Cedric. Let's give him some reverb and maybe reduce his joy a little bit. And I feel like I'm talking very slowly. And I get a good laugh from Cedric. So that's Cedric.
I can also be Coco. So there's a laugh. That's my laugh. With Coco. So now I'm like an anime character. Kinda. So, very weird to hear my voice as an anime character. So, yeah! Kinda awesome!
this is Day Moon. Interesting. Let's bring the joy down just a little bit. And the reverb up just a little bit. And let's make the blend. There. Now I sound like a little girl. Which would be fun to play a trick on my wife. Using this voice, because she'd be like, who the heck is this? Who is this? So, anyways, so that is the word. How about this there? Here we go.
So this would be an interesting voice for a older woman who could maybe read a book. Or, this is very interesting. I get a very bassy female voice, and I can bring down the blend just a little bit. Maybe raise the joy a little bit, so everything kind of goes up in my voice, or I can bring the joy down. So this is Despair. So there's also this voice, Mullick. M-O-L-K. Here we go. Here's Mullick.
Now this voice. This. Well, you can hear a little bit of my laugh in there. But this is Mullick. So let me bring up some of the reverb, which will make me sound like I'm in a tavern or something, or bring it down, and I can bring the blend down or up, and then the joy, that's down, and that's up, and I can change the pitch. This is interesting. So this is Mullick. And this would be one of those scary voices. So here's the next one. Cyrus, I guess. Here we go.
So this is Cyrus, I believe. Is my name. So let's bring some reverb in and change the blend. There we go. So this is still just me talking through my microphone into super tone shift. Let's make me a little more joyful. Sound a little bit too joyful there. Does get a little modulated as I play with all the different options. So there we go. A little bit more pitch, or a little less pitch. And they can change the volume, all of those. The next one is Siren.
So this is Siren. I sound like a little kid. You know, because everything goes up when I talk. This is funny. So everything that I don't like about when people's voices go up at the end of every sentence, that's what this is doing to my voice. And I can't... It's doing it automatically, and I'm not even trying to make it go up at the end of each sentence. So that's super annoying to me because I'm really not an upspeak type person, except here where I'm actually an upspeak person. So this is really strange. So, yeah, this is Saren, and everything that I say is a question. Yay! I can't believe this is my voice going through Supertone Shift. So, there we have it. How about I become Toby, a little boy with big ears? Because he looks cute. Okay, so here's me as Toby. So now I'm Toby. I look like I'm 7, and I have these great, awesome ears, and I look like I could be in the Robin Hood movie. So that's pretty interesting. So let's make me a little more joyful. So here I'm very joyful. I can bring that down a little bit. And let's give me some reverb. And maybe change my pitch a little bit more higher or lower. That's very interesting. So this is Toby. Again, it's Dave's voice going through as Toby. So there you have it. The next one is Zyros, and he looks quite intimidating. So here's Zyros.
So this is Zyros, and I love it because this would be a great reading voice for a story or something like that. And the beautiful thing is this is translating my voice in real time as I talk. So I'm not uploading text and having a voice artist read it back to me. I'm recording my voice in real time. So this is pretty interesting. Good, that's fun. And reverb, let's add a little more reverb to my voice. And that helps as well. I can change the pitch and go lower. That's very low. Wow. Even lower. Wow. So when I talk, I find myself lowering my own voice to match what I'm hearing come through my headphones. It's pretty amazing. So I can also raise or lower my pitch. Again, I can raise my joy level and lower it so that I'm a little more somber. So this is Zyros. I hope you like these. They're pretty interesting. Again, this is a beta version of Supertone Shift. And we'll have links in the show notes.
So this is the actual real Dave now. So I'm done playing with the toy right now. I'm going to have to work on it a little bit more to see how I can maybe use this as to do my own voice intros and outros, or have a guest and pretend to be my own guest. There's a lot of things I can do with this tool. And it's available now. It's in beta. It's free to download, free to use. And if you're thinking about creating an anonymous podcast where you don't want your voice to go out into the world, then there are tools like Supertone Shift that you can use. There's others. This is AI, right? Every 10 seconds, there's another AI tool. It's kind of like you say AI and another angel gets its wings. Podcast where you don't want your voice to go out into the world, then there are tools like Supertone Shift that you can use. There's others. This is AI, right? Every 10 seconds, there's another AI tool. It's kind of like you say AI and another angel gets its wings. There'll be more AI tools coming. And I love what people were saying, that AI right now is the dumbest it'll ever be. It's only getting better. So if you want to learn these tools, you want to try these for your podcast, you just want to play, it works really well. So anyways, I'll have links to Supertone Shift in the podcast show notes, as always, so you can go check it out. And again, it's free, so I don't make any money if you use my link. It's free. So go check it out and play with it. Let me know what you think. The biggest thing I would say to anybody that wants to do an anonymous podcast is to think about your content, think about your the name that you're going to use for your podcast. And I would also say this is a great example of why a video podcast is not necessary, especially if you want to be anonymous. If you don't want to be on camera, you don't have to. You can do an audio podcast, and it's okay to not do a video podcast. You're going to see people in Facebook groups telling you the exact opposite of what I just said. They're going to push you for video. They're going to push hard for you to do video. But you don't have to. You can be anonymous. You can be someone that produces content, shares stories, and not give away your real name, not give away your real address and location. You don't have to do that. So if you're nervous about your voice, if you're nervous about people finding out what you talk about on your podcast, you can use a tool like Supertone Shift. There's others that you can use as well. Simple Google search, YouTube search. We'll come up with some other alternatives to Supertone Shift. But I wanted to give you an example of how you can play with your own voice and create something special. I like the idea of using these voices for like a children's novel or a book or an audiobook, anything like that, a children's story. You could create a whole world around voices and use your own voice through an amazing tool. AI is awesome. It does a lot of great stuff. And again, it's just the beginning, everyone. If this freaks you out a little bit, there's a lot of amazing things out there. And I just think the more we play with it, the more we understand it and know about what's out there, the more tools become available to us as podcasters. So that's the idea behind this episode. And I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions about Supertone Shift, I'm learning at the same time you are. And I'd love to jump on a Zoom call with you and play with the tool and show you how to use it. From what I understand, it is going to be available to use on like Zoom, where you can go with no camera and then use this as a tool to change your voice through a Zoom meeting. So you're not on camera and you hear a different voice than your own. So if you want to have someone anonymous as a guest on your podcast, you can use this. From what I understand, that's kind of where it's heading. Again, it's in the beta process and lots of updates coming. You want to jump on early and try it out. Supertone Shift, links in the show notes. You can be an anonymous podcaster. You don't have to be on camera. You don't have to use your own voice. You don't want to have to be easily identified. You can do that. Again, if you need help with that, howtopodcast.ca. More great tools coming up on the show to help you as a podcaster. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of the Daily Dave. Have a great day. Cheers.